Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Shark-human interaction is all about figuring out a shark and what factors influence the situation the most. Whenever I teach a workshop, oh, by the way, should you ever sign up and mention that you first heard about the workshops, by listening to my podcast, you always get something as a thank you. Again, just for your information. Anyway, whenever I teach a workshop, I keep emphasizing that it does not matter what species of shark is in front of you, but just that it is an animal that is curious about you. Participants of a class and always say that must make a difference in their minds if the approaching shark is a white shark and not a reef shark, and this is somewhat true, but the importance is that whenever your mind tries to figure out the species, or if you know already what it is, that your memory starts connecting to it. It can and mostly will take away concentration to figure the thing out, should it be a species that has knowingly bitten people. That is why I teach that it does not matter which species you are facing, but solely that it is a shark. Once you reduce your mind to the plain question how the shark approaches you, be it with regards to angle, speed or level, or with reference to your environment, you will get a much clearer idea how the animal is influenced and what actions or reactions you must take to stay on top of the interaction. The more abstract and disconnected from your emotions you can interpret a situation with a shark, the quicker you understand what's going on. Picture this scenario. A white shark approaches you right below the surface, and your first thought is, well, a white shark is approaching me. I guarantee that your mind goes into overdrive, and not with reference to the pending interaction, but with what you have heard about these sharks, what you have seen on TV, and your personal emotions will kick in of what you got from hearing these things about the species. Chances are, you ignore or forget what you were taught when a shark approached you below the surface, namely, that the inner circle touches the surface, that the shark has fewer escape routes, and so on. And you will glide into the all-too-common stage of a seemingly dangerous shark approaches you. You start to get afraid, or even worse, you start to panic. So what is the shark then seeing in you? Likely something that makes erratic movements, and due to that respective sounds, looks around, and the shark likely detects that too, and you then even try to swim away in the same direction that the shark uses to come closer. Well, I dare to say that this person just put itself from harmless encounter to one that scares the cheeses out of the person. So what does the person gain from all this? Nothing, except the story that once he or she saw the white sharks, they pooped in their pants. That is a very, very undesirable situation. You agree, I assume. So how would this situation turn out if you'd ignore that it is a white shark and all the memories related to it, and just use a shark as such as the marker? You'd realize that first, stay put, since you're on the surface, that you try to move your legs as minimal as possible, go into the face guide push move mode, and wait to do the passive approach. Give the shark a stationary target. That way, you can get an idea about the chosen approach pattern, and of course, all the other things that you would not if your mind is fully occupied, oh my god, that's a white shark. And now, of course, since you focus on the situation and the shark as such, start analyzing the situation, but ignore what species you have in front of you. I understand that this is not the easiest thing to do, but you are not, and I repeat, you are not helping yourself to let the knowledge of what is in front of you lead to the development of the situation. Of course, everybody knows how a white shark looks like, but still, refrain from thinking about what you heard or have seen about this species on TV and just see the white shark as just a shark. Sometimes, actually, you know, if you have a chance to see a poor beagle or a salmon shark, chances are you may think you have a white shark in front of you. So it's not always a white shark when you think it's one, okay? Or even large mako shark, they have a similar appearance like a white shark. Anyway, to disconnect yourself from weighing a species during an encounter needs time, and again, it's not easy. But once you can accomplish it once, you will immediately realize the value. Shark-human interaction entails a variety of rules and recommendations, and those should be followed. Remember, we did not create these rules, recommendations, suggestions, or whatever by sitting in an office with our legs on the desk and a cup of coffee in our hands. No, we are constantly out in the water when there is good vis, bad vis, current, cold water, warm water, out in the open water, close to shore, and so on and so on, and work with all the shark species on the list. So stick to what you have learned from us. This is always the best thing to do, despite your feelings. Of course, I'm a believer of the gut feeling, but as mentioned in the past, a gut feeling must be developed over time when being among sharks and should not be followed should one be a novice diver without previous encounter experiences, because then you'll most likely, or I can guarantee it, you do the wrong thing. The gut feeling tells you to withdraw, right? That would be the logical reaction, but that's exactly the opposite you should do. Point is, nature did not prepare us for an interaction with sharks because we were not part of their evolution. We were not part of the water evolution with these animals. So we cannot do naturally the right thing. So is something wrong if you know the species but still use the animal as just an item? No, absolutely not. Au contraire. That is the best and preferred way. On one side, you can fully understand the situation. On the other, you may get an added insight of how a species may act differently compared to others. So now you may think, well, wait a minute, you contradict yourself. So on one side, it's good to know the species. On the other side, it's to ignore the species. Well, if you see a white shark coming swimming towards you, reduce it to an animal. A shark is approaching you. And once you are in the vertical position, then you said, okay, it's a white shark. So what else do I know? Remember Adore saying the shark-human interaction concept? The N and E, that stands for nervousness and spirits, in the same part, is here, of course, important. We discussed the ability or inability to interrupt the stress cycle and how to do it. I won't go into details here again, but just want to highlight that if you are nervous because of the species you identified, chances are any following steps you take are then influenced by this knowledge. To calm down, we discussed how the counting of the tailbeat frequency would help. Counting that frequency is exactly the disconnection from the species you are aware of, and just focus on the animal as an item. I hope you start to see the big picture here now. Following the rules and really do what we figured out is the best way to actually be in charge of an interaction. Yes, and even if it's a white shark. So next time you see a shark, don't bother with the species and just let the situation develop with the being in front of you. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.